Today's responsive reading is taken from the books of Acts, chapter 16, verse 20 to 24. We'll read it responsively in English and then in Cantonese.
我们先会用英文用启定的方式读，然后用中文来读。
Okay, I'll start with the even. The whole city is in an uproar because of the Jews. They shouted to the city officials.
They are teaching customs that are illegal for us to practice.
A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with a wooden rod.
They were severely beaten, and they are put into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they did not escape.
So the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks.
Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening.
Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chain of every prisoner fell off.
The jail woke up to see the prison door were open. He assumed the prisoner had escaped, so he threw his sword to kill them.
But Paul shouted to him, "Stop! Don't kill yourself. We are all here."
The jailer called for light and ran to the dungeon. He fell before Paul and Silas.
Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household."
And they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household.
Even at that hour of the night, he cared for them and washed their wounds. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized.
He brought them into his house and set a meal before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced because they all believed in God.
The next morning, the city officers sent the police to tell the jailer, "Let them go."
So the jailer told Paul, "The city official has said you and Silas are free to leave. Go in peace."
Paul replied, "They have upwardly beaten us without a trial and put us in jail. So now they want us to leave secretly? Certainly not. Let them come themselves to release us."
When the police reported this, the city officials were alarmed to learn that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens.
So they came to the jail and apologized to them, and they brought them out and begged them to leave the city.
Okay. Let's read this together. When Paul and Silas left the prison, they returned to the home of Lydia. There they met with the believers and encouraged them once more. Then they left town.
官长便填说，这些人源自犹太人，竟骚扰我们的城，和我们罗马人所不可受、不可行的规矩。众人就一同起来攻击他们。官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棒打。许多棒，便将他们下在监里，嘱咐狱卒严紧看守。 卒领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。众囚犯也侧耳而听，忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。六卒一醒，看见监门全开， 以为困犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。28，保罗大声呼叫说：不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。就跳进去，战战兢兢的苦待在保罗西拉面前。又领他们出来说：二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？ 当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。也就在那时候，六卒把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和嘱咐他的人那时都受了洗。 於是禁卒領他們上自己家去，給他們擺上飯，和他和全家因為信了神都很喜樂。公長打發他亦來說，釋放那兩個人吧。禁卒就把這話告訴保羅說，官長打發人來叫釋放你們，如今可以出監，平平安安的去吧。就說我們是羅馬人，定沒有定罪，他們就在眾人面前打了我們，又把我們下在監裡，現在要私下連我們出去麼？這是不行的，叫他們自己來領我們出去吧。他亦把這話傳回等官長，官長聽見他們是羅馬人就害怕了，叫他們領他們出來，請他們離開那城。一齊四十節。二人出了監，往裏第亞家裏去，見了弟兄們，勸慰他們一番，就走了。
May God bless the reading of His Word.
現在祝福讀嘅同埋聽佢話語嘅人。
Today's message, the ways and the reality of gospel transformation will be by Pastor Wilson Chan.
今日程長樂牧師所講嘅題目係福音轉化的方法與掙扎。
Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at passages in the Bible illustrating the obedience of Christians going and making disciples.
過去幾個禮拜，我哋都睇到嘅經文就係講到門徒去遵從耶穌嘅教訓，去使其他人做佢嘅門徒。
Matthew 28 informs us when Jesus was resurrected and ready to ascend to God the Father, His last command to his followers were to go and to make followers of Jesus Christ.
马太福音二十八章嗰度讲到耶稣升天之前，耶稣吩咐嘅门徒话：你哋要去使万民做我嘅门徒。
And so the scene that you've just read in Acts chapter 20 gives us again another picture, but this is more of an extreme fierce opposition to the furtherance of God's kingdom.
咁我哋刚刚读到嘅使徒行传第十六章就系讲到啲人去敵擋神嘅國嘅擴展。
And what we have here revealed before us in the text is ways that Christians proclaim Christ to the world.
我哋睇到基督徒用唔同嘅方法去將基督去宣講俾呢個世界聽。
The passage you just read shows you another example of God's transforming power through His gospel message.
同時間亦都俾我哋睇到神點樣藉住佢嘅福音去有一個轉變嘅能力，去改變人。
And so, if you could hit slide one, Gioco, thank you. Let's look at three areas here concerning gospel transformation: the circumstances, the ways, and the power.
我哋睇下三方面關於呢個福音嘅轉化嘅能力，講到嗰個處境、嗰個途徑同埋嗰個能力。
First, the circumstances surrounding this scene.
首先係嗰個處境。
You know, through if you're familiar, and Pastor Thomas has been taking you through, and he will be taking you through the entire book of Acts.
咁咧，麥牧師一路都講緊係呢個《使徒行傳》，咁佢都會帶我哋去睇曬成卷嘅《使徒行傳》。
In fact, I think you're still in the Cantonese Fellowship going through Bible study of Acts.
咁同時間，中文團契亦都係去研讀緊《使徒行傳》。
And so then, most of you are familiar then that Luke, the author, emphasizes God Himself is the active agent bringing believers to faith.
我哋睇到路加佢写呢个《使徒行传》嘅时候，佢特别系强调到神系嗰个佢主动嘅去提出，去喺当中又主动嘅去使人去改变。
There are individuals after individuals of examples of people coming to faith, like for example Lydia.
系一个又一个嘅唔同嘅例子，俾我哋睇到呢啲人咧嚟到去接受呢个信仰。头先，譬如系吕底亚呢个人。
He's mentioned in our last verse, but prior to this chapter, previously, it tells us about her conversion.
咁喺呢段聖經文之前嘅幾節咧，都提到女底亞點樣去接受主耶穌。
By the way, a sidebar, Lydia was Asian.
提一提女底亞原來係亞洲人嚟嘅。
She becomes a believer. Again, another example. The Lord is the one who graciously opens up the heart of the person to repent and believe in the good news, the gospel.
經文提到係神去打開佢嘅心，讓佢哋去，佢會去悔改，讓佢嚟到接受呢個福音。
One practical thing we could take home just by that truth is we ought to pray. We ought to pray fervently because if the Lord is the one who opens the heart, we got to pray then for those who don't know Christ.
呢個例子俾我哋睇到有一樣我哋可以做嘅，就係話我哋要不斷嘅去為呢啲人祈禱，不斷嘅讓祈求神去打開佢哋嘅心去接受耶穌。
God's transforming power is a miracle, and we see that not only in the pages of the Bible, but today.
神转变嘅福音嘅能力，唔单止喺圣经俾我哋睇到，而且喺今日我哋都可以睇到。
In the lives of people right here.
尤其是喺呢度当中嘅人。
Now, in the heart of this passage, verses 25 to 34, we see a very moving scene.
咁喺我哋刚刚读过嘅经文有一个好重要嘅中心，系一个一个处境，系一个活动嘅处境。
You know, I've never been beaten. I've been spanked. Never been beaten. Never been beaten. Paul and Silas are savagely beaten here. Beaten, imprisoned.
咁我冇俾人去打过，但系呢个经文讲到话保罗同西拉咧俾呢个狱卒去打。
And for the sole reason of rescuing.A girl who was trapped by evil spirits.
点解佢俾人打咧？就系因为佢哋救咗一个女仔吓，呢个女仔咧被呢个邪灵咧控制住嘅。
Now she was again back then. There was a slavery in first century Palestine, and this slave girl was owned by people who were profiting from her fortune telling.
咁喺当时第一世纪呢个时间，喺巴勒斯坦呢个地方仍然有奴隶嘅制度。咁呢个女仔咧就系被一个主人去控制住，系为佢去帮人算命去赚钱。
And so the reason, as the text tells us, that Paul and Silas were beaten up and thrown in prison was because these owners saying this guy took our source of income. This girl who was fortune telling, we were profiting from. Now.These guys took that away from us. We're angry.
咁因为保罗西拉救咗呢个女仔嘅时候咧，咁呢个女仔嘅主人就去告发佢哋，话佢哋因为佢已经系呢个女仔已经冇咗呢个预言嘅能力，咁佢哋失去咗呢个赚钱嘅途径，所以咧诬告保罗西拉坐监。
So the picture here, as the text tells us, is they're dragging, they're physically dragging Paul and Silas to the center of the city, the marketplace.
咁咧，呢啲人咧就係去，直頭係拉保羅同西拉去到呢個城，呢個市集嘅中心。
Because again, back in the first century, at that time and place, the marketplace was where the courts, the magistrates, the local leaders, the merchants, city dwellers, this place to gather to communicate. That's where they went.
咁因为咧，市集嘅中心喺当时嘅社会嚟讲咧，就系一个当时嘅官员啊，呢啲商人啊，其他嘅人住喺城市里边嘅人，佢哋一齐喺当中会即系有啲咩沟通，就喺嗰度去发生噶啦。
And as verses 20 and 21 tell us, these owners bring up false charges against Paul and Silas.
咁20-21节俾我哋睇到吓，呢个主人咧就去诬告保罗同西拉。
Because the Philippians, the owners of Philippians, the people in the city of Philippians, they prided themselves on being a Roman.
因为咧，腓立比人咧就系好骄傲，因为佢哋话佢哋自己系罗马人。
So they accused Paul and Silas, who were Jewish. Again, there's some anti-Semitism here, being Jewish and throwing the city into chaos by being anti-Rome.
咁佢哋就指控保罗同西拉，佢哋系犹太人，佢哋咧系好似系一啲做紧一啲嘢咧，系反对罗马政府嘅嘢。
And so it's like a mob scene, and there are police there, and they have clubs, and so police along with the crowd, the mob, start beating Paul and Silas.
咁当时咧，有啲士兵啊，其他人喺度，咁佢同埋啲 其他即係煽動嘅人咧一齊去打保羅同西拉。
Now again, the text says it's a severe beating, and that detail shouldn't be lost.
咁經文講呢、這個佢哋打俾人打咧，呢、這個係好嚴重嘅，打得好重嘅。
And the reason why I emphasize that is because we're going to look at the jailer, his conversion today.
咁啊，點解去特別去強調呢樣嘢咧？因為我哋睇下個獄卒佢點樣去歸信耶穌。
The jailer, perhaps maybe a former military person, or maybe even a former slave himself. He's now employed by the Roman government.
咁呢個獄卒咧，可能之前係一個士兵，或者係亦都可能一個係奴隸。咁而家咧就係為呢個羅馬政府去做嘢，去看住呢個監獄。
The jailer's in charge.Of making sure Paul and Silas stay in prison.
咁呢个狱卒所做嘅咧，就系肯定保罗同西拉咧系留喺个监狱里边。
Because his life depended on it. If he messed up, he would die.
因为如果有咩差池嘅时候，呢个狱卒嘅生命亦都会断送咗。
And so he makes things very uncomfortable for Paul and Silas. He puts them in stocks. In other words, in those days, it's like a form of torture. Your legs were spread apart, so you cramp up.And chained up.
咁咧，为咗肯定佢哋唔走得咧，咁呢个狱卒咧就将呢啲木狗咧就上咗喺佢哋嘅脚嗰度。咁呢个佢哋脚咧被上木狗嘅时候咧，佢嘅脚咧就好似擘开咗，咁咧好唔舒服，好辛苦嘅。
And Paul and Silas are put in the maximum security part of the prison, the center of it. It's filthy.
咁咧，佢哋咧就将保罗同西拉放喺呢个监狱嘅中心，呢、这个最高设防嘅地方。
And you know back then.It's not like the jailers brought you food. That wasn't the case in that society. You had to get food from relatives and friends who brought it in.
咁喺當時嘅社會咧，呢個獄卒咧唔會將食物帶俾你嘅，而嗰啲坐監嘅人有咩食物咧，就係要由佢嘅親人去攞入嚟。
So do you get the picture? It's dire circumstances for Paul and Silas. They're half beaten severely. They're locked up in a maximum security cell.With their legs spread apart in stocks.
所以想象下保罗同西拉嘅处境系几咁困难啊！俾人打完之后咧，仲锁咗木狗，好唔舒服嘅，系困喺呢个监狱最高设防嘅地方。
And so that's why verse 25 should be startling to you. Startling.
所以当我哋睇第25节嘅时候，我哋应该会觉得好诧异。
At midnight, in their condition, Paul's house.Worshipping God, praising God, singing out hymns, praying to the Lord.
喺午夜嘅时候，保罗同西拉去唱起歌嚟，去赞美神，去向神去祈祷。
And what's remarkable is God is using that to spread the good news.
更重要嘅就系神去用呢样嘢去将呢个福音去传开。
Slide 3, please. Paul and Silas again. Remember the context and the circumstances here, and also the culture.
咁記得保羅西拉嘅處境，同埋記得當時嘅文化。
This is the Near East，
係近東嘅地方。
Similar to the Middle East today，
咁同現在嘅中東係好相似。
You know when you turn on the news and see suffering in the Middle East， what do you see？
咁當你打開電視機嘅新聞，睇到中東受苦嘅畫像嘅時候，你見到啲乜嘢咧
？You don't see people quietly in a funeral parlor。Tiptoeing around, you don't see that in that culture.
喺嗰个文化里边，你喺嗰个文化里边，如果有丧礼嘅时候，你睇唔到啲人会静静咁坐喺度，或者要行嘅时候咧，要好静鸡鸡啊咁行嘅。
When there's tragedy, adversity, even death, people are wailing. That's the culture, Near East. They're wailing, they're crying, they're weeping publicly.
当有惨剧发生，有灾难发生嘅时候，当时。當地嘅人就會大聲去喊，叫大聲去呼喊，喺公眾嘅地方係咁樣。
And so what are Paul and Silas doing？
但係保羅西拉做乜嘢咧
？Are they wailing？ Are they crying？
係咪大聲喊叫去申冤去呼冤咧
？No，
唔係。
They're praising God, singing hymns, praying, and this startles, this alerts not only the jailer or the prisoners。Everyone who witnesses this,
但系佢哋系唱歌去赞美神，好开心去赞美神。呢样嘢系令到当时嘅狱卒、当时嘅监囚犯都好觉得好诧异。
You know the Bible again and again, many places shows us Christian's response to the difficulties of life.
圣经一次又一次地给我们看到信主的人怎样去回应在生命里面的困难和灾难。
A lot of unfairness, a lot of injustices in a fallen world, right, that have gone against God.
在这个世界，一个敌挡神的世界里面，有很多不公义的事情，有很多悲剧。
But page after page after page in the Bible, it shows us examples, believers living out their faith despite adverse circumstances.
但在圣经里面一页又一页的给我们看到信主的人怎样去面对这些灾难，去用他们的信心去行出来。
Our reaction, if you're a believer, to the ups and downs of life, tell a story to the world, a story of hope.
我们作为信徒，我们去面对我们生命的起起跌跌的时候，也都让我们去述说一个故事，我们怎样去面对。
A hope based on being unitedTo the risen Christ, to Jesus Christ.
他讲到一个有盼望的故事，就是说我们要同耶稣基督联合。
See, those who treasure and love Jesus and his promises, know that this present life, the present reality, is not all there is.
那些捉紧耶稣基督应许的人，他们知道现在的处境不是这个生命的图画的全部。
There is a spiritual realm.That one day will be fully revealed for all to see.
在有属灵的层面，有一天这个属灵的层面会被大家完全的去看得清楚。
Along with a healed physical realm where there's no more sin, no more death, no more suffering.
同埋到时不会再有死亡，不会再有伤痛，不会再有苦难，是一个被完全被医治的世界。
The curtain is going to be pulled back by God Himself, and everyone will see the reality of the glory of God.
神就会揭开这个帐幕，去给我们看到一个现实，看到神的荣耀。
A lot of tragedies in the world, right? Sandy Hook, December 2012.
在世界上有很多的悲剧。2012年12月在 Sandy Hook 这个地方
26 people 20 of them elementary school children shot, killed
26个人当中有20个人是小学生，他被枪杀。
The killer Adam Lanza, age 20, kills his mother Nancy, grabs three guns from his house, one an AR-15 semi-automatic weapon and starts shooting kids。
这个凶手是一个20岁的年轻人，他先杀死了他妈妈，然后在屋里面拿三支枪，然后就去这个小学里面行凶。
There are over 700 elementary school students in that school.
在当时这间学校里面有超过700个学生。
And that young killer was ready to kill them all.
而这个凶手是准备了去杀他们。
I want to tell you about a similar tragedy a little bit further back, 2006.
咁同有一个同类似嘅一个悲剧喺较早嘅时间，2006年。
Some of you might remember this too。
有啲人可能会记得。
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania。
喺宾夕凡尼亚州 Lancaster 呢个地方。
A young man broke into an Amish one-room schoolhouse。
咁一个年轻人去入到呢、这个当时 Amish 嘅一个学校里面是一个房的一个课室。
He took hostages, he shot and killed five children.
他杀了五个学生。
Others were wounded.
其他很多人受伤。
All of them were girls who were shot, ages 7 to 13.
被枪杀的都是女仔，由7岁到13岁。
Then that young man shot and killed himself.
而这个凶手就向自己开枪自杀。
Again, this was all on the national news in 2006.
这个是2006年去发生。
That evening, members of the Amish community had gone home, and then they went to visit the parents of the killer.
在当晚呢，在这个 Amish 的社区里面，那些人呢，就去探访那个凶手的家人。
The parents of the killer lived in the Amish country.
咁呢个凶手嘅父母咧都住喺呢个 Amish 嘅社区入边。
These Amish families who just lost their children reached out to that killer's family.
咁呢班失去咗孩子嘅 Amish 嘅人咧，都去伸手去接触呢个凶手嘅父母。
You can Google this. If you go to Christianity Today or even other news sources, you'll read a summary of this.
咁如果你上网去搜寻嘅时候，你都会睇到呢个新闻。
They reached out. They said, "We lost children. You lost a child."
佢话我哋失去咗孩子，你亦都失去咗你嘅儿子。
You're going to be in for a lot of suffering. We're going to be in for a lot of suffering.
你同我都会经历咗好多嘅苦难。
The Amish Christian said, "We forgive your son. We love you. We will support you."
你啲 Amish 嘅基督徒佢话我哋赦免你嘅孩子，我哋爱你，我哋支持你。
We want to do everything we can to support you in the days and months ahead.
我哋想做任何嘅嘢去喺未来嘅呢段日子艰难嘅日子去支持你。
Again, the world was astonished. It reached the headlines of the news in 2006.
喺呢个世界周围都去觉得好诧异，甚至乎系上咗新闻嘅头条。
The Amish Christian parents embraced the family of the dead gunman.
呢个 Amish 嘅基督徒嘅父母，呢班嘅父母失去咗孩子嘅父母，佢哋去爱住呢一个凶手嘅父母。
Now the young man who killed the five children in that Amish schoolhouse, he had a wife and three little kids.
而呢个年轻人杀咗呢几个女仔，佢有佢嘅太太，同埋佢都有佢自己嘅孩子。
And 3 days later, at the funeral of the gunman, half the people in attendance were Amish Christians.
咁喺三日之后，呢个凶手佢嘅葬礼里边，当时参与呢个葬礼嘅有一半都系呢啲 Amish 嘅基督徒。
And at that funeral of the dead gunman, his family was present. They expressed forgiveness, love, support for that family of the gunman.
喺呢个凶手嘅葬礼里边，呢啲受伤害嘅基督徒嘅父母，佢都话佢哋去饶恕咗呢个凶手。
And there were newspaper headlines across the nation, across the world. Everybody said, "How could this have happened? How could this?" Forgiveness occurred.
咁呢个国家里边好多嘅报纸嘅头条都话，佢哋点可以去饶恕呢个凶手嘅咧？点样可能发生咧
？How could these Christian Amish people repay evil with good？
你哋基督徒点解可以以德报怨咧
？How could they have forgiven this murderer of children？
点解佢哋可以去赦免呢个谋杀小朋友嘅凶手咧？
4 years later, sociologist writes a book about this incident entitled Amish Grace.
四年之后咧，有社会学家去写一本书，去讲到呢件事情个题目就系话Amish 嘅恩典。
It's an analysis of what happened and subsequently what happened right after the incident.
咁就系个本书就系尝试去理解嗰件事点样发生，同埋之后有咩事发生。
And in that book, Amish Grace, they recorded eyewitness accounts because, again, five children survived. Five were died, five survived.
咁呢本书咧就描述到当时有咩事发生啊，讲到有五个生还者，有五个死亡。
And one person, who survived, remembered one little girl in that schoolhouse that said to the gunman, "Kill me, let these others go." Kill me.
咁讲到有一个生还者喺当日里边对住呢个枪手话：你杀我啦！但系你请你放走其他嘅细路仔。
Here's what the sociologist concluded in their book Amish Grace.
咁呢个社会学家喺呢本书里边总结佢讲乜嘢咧
？Quote: The Amish believe Jesus Christ died on the cross and died forgiving his murderers, and as a result, to be a Christian is to have that at the center.Of your life.
佢话 Amish 嘅人咧，佢哋相信耶稣基督死喺十字架上边。佢死嘅时候，佢赦免咗谋杀佢嘅人。好，同时咁样，我哋作为基督徒，佢哋都要有呢个赦免喺佢哋嘅生命嘅中心。
See, my friends, there's no other religion in the world that has a man dying for his enemies on a cursed cross.
在这个世界上没有任何一个宗教在他死在十架上面，他又可以复赦免人。
That's the central principle of the Christian faith.
这个就是基督徒信仰中心的原则。
And they said because of that, that was the reason the Amish Christians could forgive.
就是因为这样，所以 Amish 的人才可以去赦免其他人。
Now the second reason in that book that they said was forgiveness was forgiveness is an act of quote self-renunciation.
咁另一個原因，個本書講到就話點解可以赦免呢？就係因為赦免係一個自我去否定嘅行動。
And what that means is you're renouncing your right to pay back。
就係話你否定有你有呢個權力去報仇。
What you're doing when you self-renunciate is you're saying for the sake of God, for the sake of others, I'm not going to pay back。
就是说我们为了神，我们为了其他人，我们不会去报仇。
I'm going to forgive. Forgiveness is an act of self-renunciation.
我要去饶恕，饶恕赦免就是一个自我否定的行动。
Now, with that being said, I want you to contrast what the world says to us. The world says this to your children every day.
但是这个世界，这个社会讲给我们听什么呢？这个社会去文化去对我们的小孩子讲什么呢？
We live in a culture, Western culture, self-assertion.
我们活在一个西方的社会，一个文化的里面，就是说我们要有自我的肯定。
Every child is told every day by, in the schoolhouse, you have to assert yourself.
他说你自己要去有自己的主张，自己的权力。
Your freedom, your rights,are important.
他说你的自由，你的权利是很重要的。
The sociologist said, Christianity means the meaning of life is to deny yourself. They concluded, as they evaluated what the Amish Christians did, it's to deny yourself.
但是这个社会学家他总结了 Amish 这件事情的时候，就是说作为基督徒他们所做的就是说去放弃了他们自己的权力，去自我否定。
That's the meaning of life for the Christian.
这个就是基督徒的生命，去自我去否定。
I give up my freedom for God and others.
我为着神，为着其他人去放弃了自己的自由。
I give up my interest for God and others.
我为着神，为着其他人，我放弃了自己想要的东西。
That speaks volumes to the world.
这个对这个世界是一个很震撼的事。
By forgiving, we actually demonstrate a rejection of the human effort to bring about justice and vindication in this world.
当我们去饶恕的时候，我们就说我们去放弃了要在这个世界里面要去复仇，要去报复。
When you and I follow Jesus' forgiveness, we're showing the world we are trusting and depending on God's promise.
当我们被这个世界看到我们去饶恕的时候，就被这个世界看到我们是依靠神的应许。
God says vengeance is mine. Romans 12:19, I will repay.
神在罗马书十二章十九节那里这么说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
And that's why God requires Christians to forgive those who have victimized us.
所以神都要求基督徒，我们要去赦免那些得罪我们、伤害我们的人。
Slide 5. Forgiveness is faith in God expressing itself. It's just expression of faith.
赦免就是他表示了我们有对神有信心。
And this faith is what connects us to the gift of God's grace and eternal life.
这个信心就是联系了神永恒的恩典和这个永远的生命。
And Christians like the Amish in Pennsylvania understand all the conditions of God's grace.
基督徒好像 Amish 那些人一样去明白神的那个无价的恩典。
God's grace is an expression of faith. Faith in God and His promises.
神的恩典是让我们去看到我们去怎样去彰显我们的信心，相信于神的应许。
John 14 tells us the love of God is required of us.
用福音十四章俾我哋睇到神嘅爱系要求我哋。
But it's a work of God's grace.
但系呢个系亦都系神 嘅恩典嘅工作。
Deuteronomy 30, verse 6 in a New Living Translation. The Lord, your God, will change your heart and the hearts of your descendants so that you will love him with all your heart and soul, and so you may live.
在申命记三十章那里说，神你的主要改变你的心，同埋改变你的后裔的心，以致你会爱他，用尽你的心你的力，以致你可以去存活。
You see, obedience to the will of God is one of the conditions of God's grace.
去顺服神的旨意，其实就是神的恩典的一个要求。
But it's also an expression of faith in the sanctifying power of God.
但是同样的，就是一个信心的表示，去相信神的能力。
Right, even the condition of doing good, which we ought to do, is really an expression of faith, according to James chapter 2.
根据雅各书第二章，总之我们去做好行善，其实都是去一个信心的表示。
See, conditional grace is not earned grace. It's not merited.
一个有条件的恩典，不是一个要赚得的恩典。这个不是要根据你的行为。
For some of you, I'm going to use, for some of you, it's not a big word. Others might be a big word. Earned grace is an oxymoron.
这个赚得的恩典其实是一个很有矛盾的字眼。
By the way, if you're in high school, you probably, might, I don't know, is that an SAT word? some of you have taken the SAT already, is that a bit, probably too weak of a word, right? If I don't use that in SAT anymore, they use a stronger word.
如果你是读中学的时候，你知道 oxymoron 是什么意思。
But oxymoron, in a nutshell, is a phrase in which two words, contradictory meaning, they're used together. For special effect, so brings it home, brings a point home.
这个字呢，就是说将两个字呢，有完全相反意思的两个字，去摆在一起，去以求达到一个特定的效果。
For example, someone might call you a wise fool. What? Call me a wise fool? What are you talking about?
有些人可能会，即是英文来说是一个聪明的蠢人。那你什么意思呢？又聪明又蠢。
That's an oxymoron.
这个就是一个矛盾的字眼。
Brings a point home.
是要去达到一个特定的目的。
You might think you're smart, wise, but you're a fool.
你以为你自己很厉害，但其实你很蠢。
Right. Grace can't be earned.
恩典不能够赚回来。
The very meaning of God's grace is that the one receiving grace doesn't deserve it, but gets it.
个恩典就是说呢，那个得到恩典的人，他不配得，但是他又得到。
Maybe this might help.Suppose you're a philanthropist and you say, I'm going to donate $80,000 for this student's college education on the condition that child graduates from high school.
那譬如一个例子，就是说你是一个慈善家，你愿意去捐$80,000给这个学生作为他大学的奖学金，但是有一个条件，就是这个学生要通过这个高中毕业。
You see, you've not earned a gift, but there's a condition to the gift. You have to graduate from high school to get the $80,000 to go to college.
你唔系做啲咩去赚到呢个奖学金，但系咧你要符合呢个条件，就系要通过呢个高中毕业，以致你要得到呢个奖学金。
Now it's possible to meet a condition for receiving God's grace and yet not earn grace. So you're not earning the $80,000, but You got to graduate.
所以就是说你可以去履行一个条件，你去得到这个恩典，但是这个恩典不是你赚回来，就好像你通过这个高中的考试，但是你不是说赚到这个奖学金。
Conditional grace does not mean earn grace. But how can that be?
有条件的恩典不是赚得的恩典，那是什么意思呢？
7. When God's grace is based on a condition, that condition is also a work of God.
当神的恩典是基于一个条件的时候，其实这个条件都是神的恩典的工作。
This guarantees the absolute freeness of the gift, God's grace.
这个就是去肯定了神这个恩典是免费的。
Again, using an example, the philanthropist giving $80,000 to college to a student, maybe that philanthropist wants to tutor the high school student to make sure they graduate, meet the condition.
就好似頭先講嘅慈善家，佢願意捐80,000做呢個獎學金，咁可能佢甚至乎成為呢個學生嘅一個輔導老師，去肯定，即係想去幫助佢，咁肯定佢可以去高中畢業，以至佢可以得到呢80,000。
Because out of love, the philanthropist wants to make sure this student gets the $80,000.
因為基於愛，出於愛，佢想肯定呢個學生可以得到呢80,000嘅獎學金。
Now, in regard to the need to forgive others, God not only demands it, He works in our heart to help us meet the condition of forgiving others.
神要求我哋去赦免其他人，所以神亦都喺我哋嘅心里边去工作，以致我哋能够去赦免其他人。
He instructs us, right? For example, of the idolatry of passing judgment on others.
神喺我哋生命里边工作，例如系我哋唔会去将呢、这个去审判、去评论、去判断其他人。
He teaches us, like for example, Romans 12: "Vengeance is mine; I will repay," says the Lord.
就好似罗马书，佢话我伸冤在我，我必报应。
So he teaches us how to respond, and then empowers us to that end.
所以神教导我哋点样去回应，并且俾能力我哋去回应。
A slide 8. See, if we experience God's grace, if you're a Christian, if you experience God's grace, you're under moral imperative to extend that grace to others.
所以如果你经历神嘅恩典嘅时候，我哋一定会去将呢个恩典去带到俾其他人。
It's what Paul would say in Romans 1:5. It's the obedience of faith.
呢个就系呢个信心里边去顺服。
This means we obey God not in order to win His favor, but and earn His mercy, but what we obey out of what confidence in Him.
所以我哋去顺服神嘅时候，唔系话要得到神特别去喜爱我哋，而系话我哋去顺服神系完全基于我哋去相信神，以及神。
Let me illustrate it, so maybe it brings it home to you. Suppose, you go to your doctor. Your doctor orders this, this, and that for you.
用呢个例子，譬如你去一个医生嗰度，医生要你去食呢啲药，做呢啲嘢。
You have a choice, right? As a patient,
你作为一个病人，你有呢个选择。
You can listen to the doctor. You putting your trust in the doctor and what the doctor knows, and follow steps A, B, C.
你可以去相信呢个医生，你跟随呢个医生嘅指示去做一系列嘅嘢。
Or you find another doctor. You don't agree with that doctor. You're not going to listen. You don't put your trust in him. Go someone else.
又或者你唔去相信呢个医生嘅时候，你唔听佢讲嘅嘢嘅时候，你就去揾第二个医生啦。
One of the clearest orders given by the great physician of the soul, God Himself, is you must forgive.
而呢个世界上最大嘅医生神自己俾我哋一个指示，就系话我哋一定要去赦免。
Matthew 18:35, forgive your brother from your heart.
马太福音18:35话：你要从你嘅心里边去赦免你嘅弟兄。
Again, that speaks volumes to the world, as the world sees the Christ living in you, just like the world saw Christ living in the Amish.
俾呢个世界睇到系一件好震撼嘅事情，睇到耶稣基督喺你嘅生命去工作，睇到耶稣基督喺呢啲 Amish 嘅人嘅生命里边去工作。
Again.Don't misunderstand God. He's not saying His command to forgive isn't. You don't deny reality of evil. You know evil's evil, right?
唔好误会神所讲嘅。我哋知道吓，邪恶系邪恶。
You're prudent to those who are evil, right?
你对于呢啲即系有邪恶嘅人，你哋自己会小心。
We don't rationalize the wrong into a justifiable right.
我哋唔会将啲错嘅嘢去勉强讲成话系啱嘅。
There is a place to call sin, sin, right?
是罪就是罪，错的东西就是错。
Silence is a form of passive agreement. If you don't speak up, sin is sin, right?
静默其实就是，其实你好像是默许了，认同了那样错误的东西。因为你不出声嘛，那你就好像认同了。
But with that being said, God calls us to stay clear of hatred and vengeance.
但神好清楚讲俾我哋听，我哋唔好怀恨在心。
The Christian ought not to hold grudges.
基督徒唔应该去怀恨在心，有怨恨。
And what is more, God commands us to love the unlovely.
更加重要的就是神要我们去爱那些我们认为不可爱的人。
But in order to do that, you need to understand this command is our faith in God as the watchman of our soul for our own spiritual health.
我们要明白到神叫我做这样东西，其实是因为我们要去顺服神，神去看着，照料着我们属灵的生命的健康。
And in the same way, the Lord Jesus also called us to push past our grudges.
同样的，耶稣基督都呼召我们，要去看远点，不要只是再去怀恨在心。
Again, I think you might have it up here, right? Yeah. Matthew 5:43-45. Again, famous part of the New Testament. You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust.
马太福音第五章第四十五节到四十五节，他说：你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，那为逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。Again,
in order to do what the Amish did, you need a transfusion, right? A transfusion of God's grace.
我们怎么可以做到Amish那些人所做的呢？就是说我们要得到神的恩典。
In other words, if you get a cut, what comes out? God's grace.
就好像你有个伤口，这个血流出来，流出神的恩典。
Slide 10. Again, that's your calling. That's your calling.
这个神是神向你的呼召。
If you love those who love you, what benefit is that for you?
你爱那些爱你的人，对你有什么益处呢？
Again, Luke 6:32, for even sinners love those who love them.
路加福音第六章32节，佢话就算系罪人，亦都爱嗰啲爱佢哋嘅人。
Obviously, it's very hard to forgive, and it's very unnatural to sinners like us.
作为罪人，要去赦免一件系一件唔自然嘅事。
But to believe God's grace when you're cut. Again, requires a transfusion. You've got to be immersed with God's grace. It has to be deep in your soul.
我们怎么可以流出恩典呢？就是说我们要在神的恩典里面，我们承受神的恩典。
And it's interesting that Jesus in Matthew 5 speaks of forgiving others in the context of prayer.
在马太福音第六章里面，耶稣所讲的这段说话，其实是在讲祈祷这件事。
Because prayer is faith, articulating, I'm dependent on the Lord to actually go out and forgive. I need His grace.
因为祈祷就是一个信心的行为，就是说我们去依靠神，我需要神的恩典。
Again, that's the Lord's prayer.
这是神的祈祷。 I pray,
the Lord, give me provision to do your will.
我祈祷神去给我有足够的需要的，我们可以去行神的旨意。
And He gives you that desire to forgive.
并且俾你我哋渴求去赦免。
You know, sociologists tell us about the place we're living in, New York City, America, the heart of, you know, see like New York City, it's consumeristic, it's an individualistic culture.
呢个社会学家亦都讲俾我哋听，我哋活喺呢个社会系一个消费主义嘅社会，一个个人主义嘅社会。
That's why New Yorkers are New Yorkers, right? Self-assertion.
所以纽约嘅人就系咁样，佢哋会要去捉紧自己嘅权力。
Right, New Yorkers are good at that. Speak up for your rights.
纽约嘅人都会话佢哋要去为你自己嘅权利要发声。
What happens if you harm people in a culture that promotes self-assertion? What happens?
咁如果你喺呢个咁样嘅社会，你伤害咗其他人，会有咩事发生啊？
Try it. They will seek revenge. That's the only course of action.
他们一定会报复，他们所做的事就是要去报复。
See how counterculture, culturally Christianity is?
你看基督教和这个社会的文化多么不同。
So the sociologists concluded, quote, as they evaluated what the Amish did in forgiveness, do not think our secular culture, which talks about self-assertion all the time, will ever respond in the way the Amish did. Never.
这个社会学家的总结就是说，不要以为我们这个社会，经常去讲到个人的主张，个人的主义的时候，会跟随好像这些Amish的人一样去赦免他们，而这件事不会在我们的社会发生。
You see, the Philippian jailer knew he didn't have what Paul and Silas had.
这个腓立比的狱卒，他知道他没有保罗和西拉所有的东西。
He knew Paul and Silas had something different, something special.
他看到保罗和西拉有些不同，有些很特别的东西在他们的生命里面。
Because they forgave him. He put them in the stocks, in a sense, tortured them.
因为他们赦免了这个狱卒，纵使这个狱卒将他们锁在木狗去虐待他们，去逼迫他们。
Yet Paul and Silas, they don't bolt, they don't run out when the earthquake happens. They stay in the prison for the sake of the jailer.
当这个地震发生的时候，这个监狱的门打开，但是保罗和西拉并没有逃走离开，因为他为着这个狱卒的生命的缘故。
Jailer sees two things.
狱卒看到两样东西。
He sees the power of God in Paul and Silas, and he sees the mighty power of God in the earthquake.
他看到神的能力在保罗和西拉的生命里面，同时间他看到神的能力在这个地震的当中。
And he says those famous words, "What must I do to be saved?"
跟着他这个狱卒讲了一句很出名的说话，就话我要做些乜嘢以至我可以得救。
You see, he comes to an end of himself. He can't do anything to save himself. He is at the mercy of God.
他来到这个地步，他知道他自己不能够去救自己，他需要神的怜悯。
And that's what God has to do in your life. Bring it to your knees and say this, "I can't do anything, Lord. You have to save me."
神就是要在我们生命上做同一样的事，就是说我们要跪下，我们知道我们不可以做些什么，我们需要神。
You know, in alcohol and drug rehab, you know, organizations like Alcohol Anonymous, what's the first, I've said this before, you probably know this already, what's the first of the 12 steps that everyone has to acknowledge?
我以前都讲过，这些戒酒会里面有12个步骤，怎样戒酒，第一个步骤是什么呢？第一步。
The first step, Alcohol Anonymous, in recovery, is what? You're powerless to overcome the problem.
第一步就是说，你承认你对于你的问题，你没有能力去解决。
You know, that's totally opposite what you've been told again and again and again growing up.
你知道这件事和你一路以来由小到大，人家跟你讲的是完全相反。
You're told constantly, you can handle your problems. You can handle your problems yourself.
人家不断跟你讲话，你可以处理的问题，你可以自己处理这个问题。
You can handle what life throws at you. You can do it.
他说无论我有什么东西去给你，你都可以做到的。
The Bible and Alcohol Anonymous realize that is a lie. That is a lie.
这个圣经和这个戒酒会都说这件事是一个谎言。
Because the Bible says you're flawed on the inside.
因为圣经说，因为在你的里面已经有一个问题。
And there are many forces arrayed against you on the outside.
而在你的外面有很多其他的力量去跟你去角力。
And the only way you're going to make it in life and beyond is to know God.
你唯一能够战胜的就是要去认识神。
It's to get help not within you, but from the outside.
你要得到帮助，不是从你的心里面你自己那里来，而是由外边那里来。
Who can rescue me? Who can rescue me?
谁可以救我呢？
Or in the jailer's words, what must I do to be saved?
又或者好似玉卒所讲嘅，我要做啲乜嘢，以致我可以得救。
You know, the jailer is a blue collar worker, a man of action, right?
呢个玉卒其实好似一个蓝领嘅一个啊行动做嘢。
That's why he says, "What must I do?" He expects that he's got to do something to get God's salvation.
所以佢话我要做啲乜嘢，佢专注于话佢可以做啲乜嘢，至可以得到神嘅救恩。
And so, in closing, it's important to see Paul and Silas' response to what the jailer said.
所以我哋要睇下保罗同西拉点样去回应呢个狱卒嘅问题。
Does Paul and Silas tell the jailer, "Clean up your life"?
佢哋系咪叫佢话你要去处理好你嘅生命咧
？Does he say, "Did they don't exhort him to forsake any particular sin"?
系咪叫鼓励佢哋去特别去停止去犯某一啲罪咧
？You know, of course he's got to do that, but they say, believe, right? Verse 31, believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved, you and your household.
他们跟他说，你当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Again, he can do nothing and has to acknowledge that. That's the first step.
这个狱卒不能够做什么，他要承认，这个是第一步。
God has to humble you. You have to cry out to the Lord, save me. Yes, I believe.
神要谦卑你，你要去向神去呼喊，话我要相信。
You know, the jailer sees two amazing things in Paul and Silas. He sees the face of in the face of suffering, he sees peace. He sees joy in Paul and Silas.
你呢个狱卒喺保罗同西拉受苦嘅时候，喺佢面上边睇到平安同埋喜乐两样嘢。
And as I tried to make clear in the illustrations of the Amish Christians and also of Sandy Hook, he also sees another thing. He sees in the face of cruelty, kindness and forgiveness.
同样的，我都好似头先举例啊，讲到 Amish 同埋讲到 Sandy Hook 嘅悲剧嘅时候，呢、这个狱卒睇到喺面对呢、这个伤痛，面对呢、这个残暴嘅时候，佢睇到保罗同西拉有呢个仁慈喺个里边。
Because Paul and Silas forgave the jailer.
因为保罗和西拉去赦免了这个狱卒
and he was astonished and amazed by that.
他很惊讶，很诧异。
See, my friends, Christianity is personal, but it's not private. Paul and Silas did not keep it to themselves.
你这个基督教是个人的，但是并不是说只是私人的，反而是要公开的。因为保罗和西拉并没有将这个信仰去收收埋埋给自己。
You tell people.About it.
你讲俾人听呢个信仰系乜嘢
？You identify with Jesus and His community.
你去睇到耶稣同埋睇到耶稣个社区嘅人。
And that real gospel faith will give you joy.
呢个福音嘅信心就会俾到你有喜乐。
And with that joy, you can overcome the world.
这个喜乐就帮助你去胜过这个世界。
You can point people to the risen Christ when they're suffering.
你可以帮助这些人当他们受苦的时候指向他们 去耶稣基督那里。
Oh Lord, please help us.
天父帮助我们。
Believe like the jailer believed.
帮助我们相信好像这个狱卒那样。
There are a lot of things, Lord, that we see in a world that are unjust and a lot of hurt, a lot of suffering, and we've been on the receiving end of a lot of that too.
我哋睇到呢个世界有好多唔公义，有好多嘅苦难，我哋都系曾经试过系受伤害。
And so, Lord, we thank you for the solution to that. It's to trust in you.
主要帮助，多谢你啊！俾我哋睇到呢个解决嘅方法就系要去相信你。
And then we're able to fight evil with good.
然后我们可以去以德去报怨。
And just like the Amish, the world will be astounded in what they see.
好像这些 Amish 那样，这个世界周围看到，会觉得很诧异。
And they too might ask, what must I do to be saved?
然后他们都会问，他们要做些什么以致可以得救。
Thanks be to God, Christ.Has gotten us the victory.
我哋感谢神，耶稣基督已经系为我哋战胜。
Our confidence is in Him.
我哋嘅信心都喺佢嘅里边。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督嘅名义求，阿门。